Rosemary Kennedy. She's probably the Kennedy that you don't know about. At 23 years old, she was just trying to live her best life, or at least live up to the impossible standard of being a Kennedy. But unlike her siblings, she struggled to keep up appearances. And in a family where image was everything, that was a problem. So her father, Joseph Kennedy Sr., made a decision, a quiet one, a secret one. He approved for an experimental procedure without telling the rest of his family. Not even his wife. It was meant to calm her down and help fix her mood swings. A lobotomy. Hi, I'm Nat, and this is The Midnight Files, and welcome to another WTF Wednesday, where I find something mildly concerning, and instead of moving on like a normal person, I researched it for hours, so let's unpack it together.
Today, we're looking into the tragic life of
Rosemary Kennedy, the third child to be born after Joe Jr. and JFK, sometimes referred to as the Forgotten Kennedy. She was born on the 13th of September, 1918. But from the very beginning, something wasn't quite right, and it was widely believed that during birth, there was a delay in the doctor arriving, and Rosemary's head remained in the birth canal for an extended period of time, around 2 hours. And this likely caused hypoxia, which is basically a lack of oxygen to the brain, leading in lifelong developmental changes. And as a result of this, as Rosemary grew up, she struggled a lot. She walked slower, talked slower, and found school particularly difficult. In a family of extremely high achievers, this made her stand out and not in a way that aligned with the Kennedy image. Despite all of this, she was still a really beautiful and pretty young girl, and she was presented as a debutante to King George VI and Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace in 1938. Publicly, she appeared alongside the family at events and photo opportunities, and everything seemed fine. But privately, things were becoming more complicated. As she got older, it was said that she experienced mood swings, frustration, and unpredictable behaviors. And for her father, Joseph Kennedy, this was a serious concern. Not for her well-being, but for the family's reputation, of course. And in 1941, when Rosemary was just 23 years old, Joseph made a decision that would permanently change her life forever. Without consulting his wife Rose or the rest of the family, he approved for Rosemary to undergo a prefrontal lobotomy, an experimental and highly controversial procedure at the time. A lobotomy involves cutting connections in the brain to alter behavior. Rosemary's procedure took place at George Washington University. The procedure wasn't the ice pick depicted lobotomy. The surgeon drills 2 holes into the skull about 1 inch deep and inserted what was often described as a blunt butter knife-like instrument to sever brain tissue. She was awake during the procedure, only mildly sedated. She was asked to recite prayers, sing songs like God Bless America, or count backwards. The doctors monitored her response as they cut deeper into her brain. The operation was only stopped when she became incoherent and could no longer speak. And that's when they knew they had gone too far. The results were devastating. Rosemary lost her ability to speak, lost her coordination, and was left with the mental capacity of a young child. Her personality, everything that made her who she was effectively gone. And in many ways, her father got what he wanted. She was no longer unpredictable, but she was also no longer herself. After the surgery, Rosemary was hidden away, but not just from the public, but also from her own family. She was placed at St. Colette School for Exceptional Children in Wisconsin, which is a care facility for the mentally delayed, where she lived in a private cottage for the rest of her life. For decades, the family created alternative explanations for her absence. In the 1940s and the 1950s, they told people that she was reclusive, living privately or even working as a teacher in the Midwest or abroad. It wasn't until the 1960s, after Joseph Kennedy Sr. suffered a stroke in 1961, that some of her siblings were finally told the truth about her and her condition and where she was. Even then, the full story wasn't shared publicly. Eunice Kennedy Shriver, Rosemary's sister, later wrote an article in the Saturday Evening Post titled Hope for Their Retarded Children, which revealed some of Rosemary's intellectual disabilities but had avoided mentioning the lobotomy. At the time of the procedure in 1941, laws protecting people with intellectual disabilities were virtually non-existent, as her father and her legal guardian, Joseph, had the authority to approve the surgery, regardless of whether or not Rosemary truly understood or could consent to it, or was properly explained what the surgery actually involved, or that she would be awake during the procedure. That's traumatizing in itself. Over the next 20 years, the public knew almost nothing about Rosemary. Rosemary had effectively disappeared, out of sight, out of the narrative, as if she had never existed. It wasn't until 1987 the truth finally emerged to the public in Doris Goodwin's book On the Fitzgeralds and the Kennedys, by detailing the failure of the surgery and the decades of isolation that followed. Goodwin's book transformed Rosemary's story from a vague illness into a documented historical tragedy shaped by medical malpractice and parental control. It's especially tragic because her condition likely stemmed from birth-related hypoxia, the lack of oxygen to her brain, something that causes permanent damage to the brain that can never be reversed. This birth defect was not something she chose, and she was trying to live with it, and it wasn't something that needed to define her entire life, that her father made it that way. And one of the biggest unknowns is how her mother, Rose, truly felt about all of this. Imagine realizing your daughter had been taken for an experimental brain procedure that was really risky without your knowledge and then being hidden away for decades. Rosemary's story is only briefly mentioned in Rose Kennedy's own memoir, where she refers to it as a simple, tragic medical decision, never fully acknowledging that it was a failed lobotomy. What's even more confronting is what followed. For the first 20 years that Rosemary was institutionalized, it's widely believed that Rose, her other family members, visited her at all. And that raises a lot of questions. If she truly didn't know what had actually happened to Rosemary, was it kept a secret from her? Was she told where her daughter was? Because it's hard to believe a mother not wanting to find her child to see and make sure she was okay. And yet reports suggest that Rose didn't visit Rosemary until after her husband, Joseph Kennedy, was no longer in control of the situation following his stroke in the early 1960s. So it makes you wonder, was this something that was deliberately hidden from her, or was it something that she felt she couldn't confront? Either way, it just adds another layer to an already deeply unsettling story. Rosemary ended up living a long life, but not the life that she was actually meant to have. She died at the age of 86 in 2005, surrounded by her siblings. And I think her story is one of the darkest chapters in the Kennedy legacy. And that's today's WTF Wednesday. Thank you so much for watching or listening, however you've stumbled across this channel. So if you're enjoying this deep dive into the Kennedys' dark and chaotic family history, let me know what you think in the comments below, and I'll see you guys in the next one.